This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has finally come up with tough drug testing for public transportation employees. Ted Kennedy's been trashing that proposal for years. We'll face off after this. Ted, the ability to operate the planes or trains that transport our citizens is not a right. It's a privilege. The public safety demands that we test these operators for drugs. But when we line up toe-to-toe for this debate, we find you somewhere out there, still. In recent years, over 20 people have died, hundreds have been maimed and injured, all because of some boob operator who abused drugs. Congress has finally approved random drug and alcohol testing of airline pilots, railroad engineers, brakemen, truck drivers, and bus drivers. We have all the sophisticated technology and the safeguards to conduct these vital tests, Ted, and we damn well ought to be about it. The union's got you by the throat on that one, Ted?
Al, I support drug testing in critical occupations like the transportation industry. I'm as concerned as you are about the right of the public to travel safely. As the spate of recent accidents has proved, it's literally a matter of life and death when pilots or engineers are high on drugs. Where we part company, Al, is over your right-wing stampede that's trampling employees' rights in the rush to put that policy into practice. We don't need indiscriminate, fly-by-night, quickie, cheapo testing labs and test procedures. All they do is create a flood of false positive results that stigmatize the innocent and jeopardize law-abiding workers' jobs. Clean up your act, Al, and you've got my vote. While we're on the subject, Al, I notice you weren't exactly a profile in courage when the National Rifle Association blocked my proposal to call for drug testing of those who buy a handgun. I guess you're still for drug testing, Al, very still. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.